This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. We talked a little bit yesterday on the program with the State Tourism Director Corey Jobe about the impact, especially in southern Illinois, on the eclipse on Monday and how that's helping tourism and really the economy of that area and really all of the state in some ways. But today we're talking to someone that's going to be kind of down in the middle of it next week. His name is Cody Johnson. He's from Abingdon and he's a student at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, which more or less is kind of the, with the exception of the Shawnee National Forest nearby, sort of the epicenter of all the viewing activity that's going to be going on. Cody, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for letting me on.
First of all, from what our contact here was telling me, you're going to school at SIU on a full ride scholarship?
That is correct.
How cool is that?
It's very, very good. Can't be more excited about it. And honestly, I'm glad I came here with or without the scholarship. It's a fantastic school.
You're majoring in what now?
Mechanical engineering.
Oh.
And, so this will be my fourth year at SIU, but I'm actually going to graduate a semester early.
Awesome.
And I'll be done in December.
So you won't have much time left once the eclipse comes on Monday, right?
Nope.
And that's awesome. Congratulations on that. That's a very awesome thing. So what's been going on down there here in the last couple of days? I imagine that being on campus, it must just be at the point where it's about to start getting crazy if it's not already, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, this is typically a crazy time of the year anyway with everybody moving down for the semester. So I think today is the first day that the freshmen are being let into the residence halls. So you've got a bunch of people coming down. You know, they're bringing their families and all that. And then that'll keep going on throughout the weekend. And more people will start coming. The eclipse people will start coming. So there's already signs posted, kind of those big light-up signs you see on the interstate that say road closure. We've got them that say eclipse traffic this way, SIU west housing this way, east housing this way, kind of a thing.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be crazy. And I imagine, what are you kind of envisioning seeing Monday? I imagine it's, for lack of a better term, going to be a disaster.
Well, it'll be very crazy indeed. I mean, even right now, we've got tents set up. Looks like we're about to have a tailgate just in preparation for the eclipse. I think there's a bouncy castle somewhere on campus, just stuff set up all over the place. So I definitely say when Monday comes around, I'm not going to be driving on the roads, that's for sure.
Yeah, nothing says eclipse quite like a bounce house. But you were telling us here at the station that you're hearing things like that it's that for even for some people to say spend the night on campus, that's a little crazy in itself, isn't it?
If you were to try to look for a hotel in anywhere near the area, I think anywhere within like an hour, even 2 hour radius, they're all booked out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'd be able to find a super cheap hotel for a not cheap price, you know, that kind of a thing. The school is actually set up. You can spend a night at one of the dorm rooms in the towers. I'm not exactly sure the price on that, but I'm fairly certain it's a few hundred dollars a night.
Wow.
And I think on top of that, you have to book multiple nights as kind of a minimum thing.
If I didn't know any better, it sounds like Southern's trying to make up for some of the money they won't get from the state this year.
not a bad business plan.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't I hear something about, like, they're even renting out gym floor space?
Yeah, I think I saw that somewhere that they've got, you can sleep on the gym floor of the rec center. I assume maybe that has a price to it, too.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. What is the school telling students about all this going on? Are they giving you advice to prepare or to deal with the influx of people or anything like that?
I personally haven't seen much on that. I think it's just kind of, you know, it's being hyped up as a huge thing, so I'm sure everybody's aware that there's going to be a lot of people. They're definitely putting out, you know, I've gotten several emails as a student to, like, volunteer and, like, help with either events where they need people directing traffic or stuff like that. Lots of opportunities for volunteering there. Lots of notices, just kind of, you know, even last semester when the whole eclipse thing was coming a thing, lots of bulletins about, like, you know, don't stare at the sun, stuff like that.
As a student or as a person, are you and your classmates even at all interested in this eclipse? I imagine with the start of school being at the same time, it might almost be a little little hard to get into it, is it?
No, I mean, I'm definitely interested in this. Certainly, you know, not going to be the craziest person here. I'm sure that'll be somebody with a NASA t-shirt on, but I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the eclipse. Got my pair of glasses and everything else.
From that standpoint, that's while as frustrating as it may sound, I imagine it's probably a pretty cool thing to be sort of the center of the universe, if you will, for all this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before I wrap up, since I know you're at a state-supported school, and I kind of made a little perhaps snide remark about it earlier, given the state budget situation, has that been given that you have a scholarship and you're going to school there, and you're almost done, has any of this situation with the state budget the last couple of years weighed on your mind at all, or is it just kind of not, you don't think about it and you go forward and do the best you can?
Oh no, it definitely it's been a concern. We've had, I think last year we had a group of us go up to Springfield and kind of do a, I wouldn't necessarily call it a protest, but, you know, just kind of a gathering of students to kind of like build publicity and that sort of thing.
I worked in Springfield the last couple of years before coming back to Galesburg, and I might have seen you and not even known it at that event you're referring to.
Yeah, there's been, you know, a lot of concerns, and whether or not, you know, information gets around, whether or not it's true, but, you know, we've had rumors of losing accreditation, you know, kind of shutting down mid-semester, that sort of thing. And it's obviously not just SIU, it's public schools across Illinois, and it's, you know, it's also hurting us in the future because mm-hmm. I know our housing, or like our future students that are coming, our incoming freshmen, a lot lower than previous years because, you know, people don't want to take their kids to a school where they may not graduate.
Yeah. How has the administration done in terms of trying to maybe keep you abreast of what's going on or calm any fears students may have, that sort of thing?
I think they've been fairly transparent about it. They've definitely, you know, let us know that we aren't going to be the first school to close and that sort of thing. We have many different resources to pull from, and just kind of, you know, been letting us know of things as they happen instead of just letting us be in the dark.
So in other words, though, it sounds like you're still doing the best you can nonetheless, right?
Yep.
Well, you must be if you're graduating early.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Cody Johnson of Abingdon, about to graduate from Southern Illinois University, but not before an eclipse comes right out your front door. Thanks so much for talking with us. I greatly appreciate it, and have fun on Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Cody Johnson on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll check sports next on WGIL.